At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Just unreal. You know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. Coming here in 95 for the first time and being able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later, be able to do it again.
I figured let him start off with it because that probably is what might be the greatest comeback in sports history. It's Chris Pavone holding it down on the FNTSY News. Ones and twos for the first time in his career. Tiger Woods overcame a third-round deficit to win a major, making three birdies in his final six holes to overcome 54-hole leader Francisco Molinari and hold off a late charge by Johnson and a foul push from Brooks Koepka to win the 2019 Masters Tournament and the coveted green jacket. Woods passed Arnold Palmer with his fifth Masters win, surpassed only by Jack Nicklaus's six. Woods now has won 15 major championships, second only to Nicklaus's 18. Guys, between his injuries, his personal downfalls, or not really personal downfall, but just, you know, just a personal mishap, I guess. Guys, is this literally what we might have seen as the greatest comeback, greatest career comeback in sports history?
It's up there.
You know, and I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there.
It is. And here's the other point. We all know about his injuries. We all know about, you know, kind of his personal life. The man is 43 years old at this point, right? Like, let's not also get it twisted. Like, just the fact it's rare for a guy in their 40s to go ahead and beat all the kids and win this. You know, when Mickelson was at the top of the leaderboard after the first round, we thought about that for Phil. But just the straight fact, forget about the injuries and everything like that, the fact that Tiger's in his early 40s and banging it around with these guys in his late 20s, that by itself is sheer impressive. It's very rare someone in their 40s wins a major.
Yeah, I you know what? The one thing is that, like, I was never a big Tiger Woods fan, but this was one of the coolest things I ever got to watch here. But anyways,
yeah,
it was really cool. And just, you know, being a guy who grew up with Tiger Woods, to see him come back the way he has, I personally love it. I just personally love it.
I also didn't mind. I almost didn't mind that I lost my futures bets because I had guys that were right there. I almost didn't mind that I had Patrick Cantlay and Tony Finau and Brooks Koepka to all win, and they were right in shouting distance. And I was like, you know what? Tiger's going to win this thing.
Well, you know something, man? I got to talk about some of the bets that were made on Tiger Woods because some bookmakers from Nevada to New Jersey didn't believe Tiger Woods would win the Masters. It was an expensive miscalculation. On Tuesday, a bettor at William Hill U.S. Sportsbook at SLS Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, placed an $85,000 bet on Woods to win at 14-1 odds. You guys obviously brought this up earlier. It was the first ever bet. It was the first ever placed by the customer at William Hill and will pay out to $1.19 million. That's the largest single golf ticket in the company's history in the United States. It's believed to be the fourth seven-figure payout on a bet at William Hill U.S. Sportsbook. The previous three, how about this, only happened not too long ago, the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I mean that's that liability, right? With the big underdogs. So kudos to that guy.
Yeah, pretty damn awesome. In February, the Superbook in Vegas took a $10,000 bet on Woods at 12-1, and that one will actually end up paying out for $120,000. But guys, let's take a little quick look. At the NBA. The NBA playoffs opened this weekend, so let's go over some of the game one scores. Saturday Warriors beat the Clippers 121-104. The 7 seed Spurs beat the Denver Nuggets 101-96. The Brooklyn Nets beat the Sixers 111-102. And the surprise of that night, the Orlando Magic stunned the heavily favored Toronto Raptors 104-101. Yesterday, guys, the top seeded Milwaukee Bucks taking care of business, beating the Pistons 121-86. Celtics beat the Pacers 84-74. Rockets beat up on the Jazz 122-90. And the Trailblazers beat the Thunder 104-99. Game twos for tonight. The Sixers will look to even up their series with the Nets at 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Warriors looking to pad their series lead against the Clippers at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Guys, either you guys got some shekels on this game? Either game?
I'd be interested to see, Joe, if you think Philly bounces back. You know, it's what, a 7-8-point spread?
We'll talk about one theory that is being circled around here regarding just that. It's called the zigzag theory, and that's exactly what a lot of people are hoping. And, don't do it.
All right, don't do it, guys. All right, just quickly wanted to wrap this up here. Speaking of the Sixers here, it looks like Sixers coach – oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, guys. I had the wrong news story up there.
No problem. Go ahead.
But here we go. I'm sorry, Phil. The Lakers are going to be looking at Philadelphia 76ers assistant Monty Williams between games. I had the right team.
Buffona apologies in the next hour, Joe. I'm going to set it at 2.5.
That story is actually about the Sixers. It's about what Brett Brown was talking about with Amir Johnson. I got a few other stories about the NHL playoffs, but for now, I am Chris Buffona. I'm going to go take my apology and stay with some tacos.
And run with it. That's it.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in. It is a national holiday today. It is Tiger Day. As he wins the 2019 Masters, his first major in over 10 years. People are celebrating. And I had actually yesterday, it was interesting, Dane. I was on a boat all weekend doing a little boating here in South Florida. And yesterday we parked it right, we docked it right at Tiger Woods' restaurant here that he has in South Florida. And it's called The Woods. And, you know, he lives in Jupiter, the same place that, apparently Robert Kraft likes to hang out at. And it's very exclusive. It's on the water. It's, you know, it's all nice. And he's got a restaurant there. And the place was absolutely, it was wall to wall people. You want to talk about 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. That was exactly what was going on yesterday. They love him in this town, make no mistake about it. And I've never seen, I hear the roars of what were going on at the Masters, and a lot of guys have said it's never been as loud as it was. Well, I have never seen a restaurant bar erupt like it erupted yesterday when he ended up winning that tournament. Them Tiger Woods fans know how to celebrate. I don't know if they went to Perkins afterwards or what was going on, having one for Tiger, but they brought it in, and they brought it in well. I'm talking all ages. I've never seen so many people glued to a damn golf try. We haven't seen this in years. And yes, even when Tiger was in his heyday, it was kind of, I compare it to Michael Jordan. Who it was kind of every time he made it to the finals, it was kind of must watch television. But yesterday was a different kind of day, especially locally here where he lives. They haven't watched a golf match in years, if ever. And there are people there that were, you would have thought like everyone personally knows them, like it was their brother who just won. Unbelievable celebration. And not only did it win on the golf course, I can't even imagine how much money that restaurant made yesterday. So as usual,
are you sure they weren't all watching Game of Thrones, Joe?
No, it's interesting, but no, they definitely weren't watching Game of Thrones.
It was actually the golf tournament. All right.
All day, Tiger, all day, every day. We'll talk more about that coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Go, oh, 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 all right. now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Yeah, the old zigzag theory coming into play here as game twos of the NBA playoffs getting ready to take center stage. But I'm telling you now, tread very carefully. We'll explain that coming up in about 15 minutes. Welcome in, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, and we are all coming down from a Tiger Woods high yesterday. Fifth time. And 15th major victory. That is what Tiger did at an astonishing price, too. He was 12-1, 14-1 in pre-tournaments at places, 10-1 on after Thursday, 6-1 after Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we've seen him anywhere from 5-1 to 3-1. That was the second choice behind Molinari. And let's face it, anybody and everybody who had access to a book was placing a bet on Tiger Woods as the weekend progressed. And we know that the sports books, at least three or four of them, lost their ass. We're talking seven figures here. One book, William Hill, to one bettor, plus not to mention all the other action that came. It was funny. Some of the word that I got over the weekend was a lot of these books were capping bets. Like you couldn't bet more than $200 on Tiger.
Max on it.
That tells you how much action must have been coming in on a damn golf tournament, which is not something they normally see. But there is no doubt Tiger Woods winning this tournament is probably the best thing, that shot in the arm for golf this year. Everybody will be back. I mean, everyone loves Tiger. Tiger was that kind of anomaly, that Halley's Comet only comes around once every 100 years, people, this kind of larger-than-life person who at 40-some-odd years old does it once again when a lot of people wrote him off It is the greatest thing that happened to golf we've ever seen. But maybe the most impressive thing to me yesterday with Tiger Woods and that victory was the simple fact that he did this while having to come back. And Tiger Woods has never won a Masters, much less pretty much any other major that I know, where he was trailing going into the final round. Tiger has always been a guy that when he was ahead, that was it. Everybody else around him would actually crumble and fall. And that wasn't him. He actually he led the field in. We talked about this last week, Dane. Strokes gained on approach shots, which is one of those metrics that a lot of people tend to use, you know, especially in this tournament. Unbelievable how well he did in this tournament from tee to green. He has now got his fifth jacket. And to think that he has done this, and I believe also him and Jack are now the only professionals to have majors in 20 plus years apart. That is just unbelievable. You know, we're talking when he was what, 21? Now he's 43. Like, guys, that's 20 friggin' years since he won the first one to when he won the last one. It's unfathomable to think in the world of sports. And yes, golf, you can play to your 50s and 60s. But think about this. Everybody he beat, this wasn't like a chump leaderboard. Like, there have been tournaments in the past that Tiger has won where you look at the leaderboard, and outside of Phil Mickelson or maybe one other guy, you were like, these guys are going to crumble. There's no way.
Name nobody brands would, all over the place.
Nobody had the game to be able to catch Tiger. Think about this. Everybody that is on that leaderboard, you had, I think, 6 of the top 10 in the world, 8 of the top 15, all chasing him there yesterday. These were all guys who grew up wanting to be Tiger. You know, it was one thing for Tiger to be able to beat everybody in his heyday, his peers. There was nobody on par with him. But you are talking about a whole bunch of guys who grew up idolizing him. He created these guys in many instances. I mean, these guys that were on that course there, the Bruce the Koepkas of the world, the Roars, all of these guys that were on that leaderboard. These were all guys that grew up as an 8-year-old. They all wanted to be Tiger. And then it wasn't like back in the day, people were scared. They were intimidated by Tiger. These kids aren't intimidated. They don't know that Tiger. They know the Tiger over the last 11 years. That's been like, yeah, it's Tiger. It's nice. More of a novelty than any real competition. And they gave their best yesterday. And Tiger was able to be better than all the kids. And essentially that's what they are in their 20s to him. Yeah, he was able to better them at their own game. And maybe that was the most impressive part, is that he beat everybody he created. And he created most of those guys on that leaderboard yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Joe, he didn't run away and hide. He had to work for it. And you had, you know, 5 or 10 of the top players in the world also viable, also within a shot or two, right? That's what made it so exciting coming down the stretch. And you see Molinari hit a pine cone, for goodness sakes, right? And you're like, oh, he's coming back to the pack. But there were so many people within one or two shots going down the back nine. And I think that's what made it more impressive. That's what made it more compelling television to watch, right? Is because it wasn't just a fait accompli, oh my God, Tiger's going to win this by 7 strokes. It was still a matchup. And then you mentioned kind of this idea that what Tiger did for golf, you know, 10, 15 years ago, getting people into the sport. They meant a guy like Tony Finau, for example, you know, who literally said that it was like kind of, he was in awe of, he's in a final group on the Masters with Tiger Woods, you know, somebody, when you talk about some of these kids that got created. But when you look at the power that was on that leaderboard, I mean, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, you know, Rahm was there, Fowler was there, Bubba Watson makes a run. Even guys like, you know, Mickelson, Scott were there as well. That's what made it really fun to see that Tiger would emerge from that group as the champion, like going through the gauntlet there, was absolutely impressive. It was incredible TV. But I will say this, Joe, The recency bias is going to be absolutely crazy. Like you said, Tiger's now the favorite to win the PGA. That people are now thinking he's going to win all four majors this year. To be quite honest, I think now, and I know this sounds crazy coming off a win, I think this is the opportunity to fade Tiger because the public is going to go out of control here. Give me guys, honestly, give me Koepka. Give me Molinari. Those guys that I think are like have been there for the last year and a half. You know, Koepka's won like three out of the last six he's played. Molinari's won one and has been in contention like without bogeying. When I spin it forward, I want to fade Tiger and I want to look at these guys who have been consistently there over the last year and a half. Give me Koepka, give me Molinari over Tiger for the PGA in about a month.
Well, a couple of things are going to, a chain reaction is going to happen here, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but do not be surprised, and this was a big topic of conversation around his restaurant yesterday. He's got a restaurant, those of you who join us, he's got a restaurant in Jupiter, Florida, where he lives that he opened. He hangs out there a lot.
Joe,
I mean, it's not like he
boat up to this weekend. Joe was boating. And then decided to dock there this weekend.
And dock here because why not? I mean, it's Tiger's restaurant.
Why not?
Take the boat out on the water.
Sure, no problem.
We go there, we do a little boating, and one of the big things circling around there after he won is there was a significant portion of the people watching who know Tiger because, again, he owns it, but it's not like he's an absentee owner. Like, his ass is there an awful lot. So, you know, hanging out and sitting and eating across from Tiger Woods is not an uncommon occurrence up there. A lot of people were saying that there might be a good chance where he might... This could very well be one of the last tournaments we see him in, that there was some talk that Tiger might just, he wanted to go out on top. Michael Jordan said this, a couple of years back when Tiger was trying to come back from back surgeries. I mean, think the guy's had four back surgeries too as well. Right. He had said that he thinks that Tiger is chasing it because Tiger doesn't want to end his career on that note. And even Jordan said it years ago that he would not at all be surprised if Tiger ended up getting another major, and then kind of taking it back a notch and going, you know, all right, I'm good now. He was waiting for that moment to be able to get there, finish his career, and have that be the final thing that people, much like Jordan, except Jordan came back and, That's why Michael was saying it, like, you don't want to remember those Wizard years. Right. But Tiger wanted to be known, and a lot of people were talking about this at his restaurant, going, they would not at all be surprised that maybe Tiger goes, what else is there now? Like, what? The only thing that can go is it gets worse, right? I mean, what else is there for Tiger Woods to accomplish at this point? Jack?
Yeah, but, golfers can play until they're 60. He's only 43. Yeah. What, he's going to be gone for the next 15 years? I doubt it.
I think but there's a lot of effort, maybe more family-oriented stuff. That was kind of the topic there. We'll talk more about the future of Tiger coming up.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
I'm a big Mets fan, and I kill them a lot sometimes. I'm kind of more on the pessimistic side, but for them to keep Alonso on this roster and immediately hit him at the 2-2 spot in day one has been huge. I mean, you laugh. It could be a difference maker down the stretch. Could you imagine they didn't have Alonso in the lineup now, and he was in the minor leagues, putting up the numbers he's doing now in the minor leagues? I mean, he's helped the Mets win some games.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
What a weekend it was. Tiger Woods does it. That's right. First time since 2005. Takes down Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, all these guys. I mean, Schauffele had 26 damn birdies the last 2 days over the weekend.
Yeah.
The dude was a monster.
Beast.
But a lot of people shouldn't be all that surprised that he actually won this, which give kudos to the guy who placed $85,000 at 14-1 on him, ends up taking home $1.19 million. You know, when you look at what he has done as far as over the last, let's say, last, you know, 12 to 18 months, there have been progression, signs of progression for Tiger Woods. In fact, the last three majors, when you think about it, he finished sixth, he finished second, and now he's won it. So it wasn't as if we weren't seeing it. I mean, you know what happens with Tiger is expectations for Tiger versus everyone else are just ridiculous. And if Tiger's not top five, top 10, everyone's just like, you know, it's gotten to the point where people forgot what Tiger used to be. But if you look over his record over the last, I mean, his swing's been getting better. He's been finishing better, is certainly in the majors. So the idea that he pulled this victory out, as crazy as it is, because of the competition that he was going up against, I don't think people are going to make that mistake from Tiger here on out. You talked about it. The public right now, there is no more value in betting Tiger Woods, people. Any future bet on Tiger Woods now, it's over. Yeah, you had the opportunity. One dude that we know about, was the only guy of the big whales to go, give me 85,000, give me 85K and Tiger at 14-1. Those days are over. We are never going to see Tiger Woods at 14-1 again, at least not this year for the foreseeable future. You had an opportunity to get Tiger. You ain't getting him anymore. It's, you know, like you said, Dane, maybe it's time to consider fading Tiger, because that's where the better numbers are going to be. But just unbelievable. And where do you go if you're Tiger? And you know, do you go out on top? Do you finish this year? I mean, let's say he finishes this year. Do you hang it up if you're Tiger? And then maybe, you know, you guys don't understand how much work had to go in to be able to get to even this particular point, that comeback.
Yeah, they said he was in the gym at 4 a.m. on Sunday, too. You know, this is a guy that's putting in the work because of that back.
I mean,
because he's 43 years old. He's 43. Yeah. You got guys 20 years younger than him, literally, you know, who can bang it. You got Brooks Koepka in the gym putting a bench press in 250. You know what I'm saying? And you see some of these kids there, you know, with their sleep therapy and their avocados and their acai berries and stuff like that. You know, it is not easy for a 43-year-old man to do what 23-year-old men are doing, right? But the thing is, though, Joe, this guy, he's not going to just give up. He's not going to hang him up. Might he play like a reduced schedule? sure. But the idea that Tiger's just going to walk away completely, Joe, I think that's far-fetched.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, the way his family has become more a part of his life and means way more to him now than ever before. He's not the same guy. It's not Tiger at 30 and having a couple infants. I would not be surprised if Tiger finishes out the year and yes, probably at a reduced schedule and then goes, you know what? What else is there to prove? There's really nothing else. Why do you want to continue to do the grind? Because at 43, it's going to take you twice as much effort to be able to compete with these 20-year-olds than it did when you were 30 and you were 28. Tiger, and he knows that. I just don't think this was really what he had been doing all of this for, to be able to come back and win another major and prove everyone wrong. So that was what motivated him. I don't, you know, at 43 now, he's in a different place. He'll play golf, but I don't know that he's going to. It's not going to be end all be all for him with majors anymore. I don't think that. I think this is what he had strived for. He's gotten it. So I would not at all be surprised if maybe Tiger takes a little bit of a backseat and starts to get away from the game. And maybe next year, you know, a couple of spot tournaments here or there and, you know, play in the majors. But I don't know that this is going to be the focal point of Tiger Woods moving forward. You know, winning. I don't know that he wants to chase Jack. I really don't know that, given how hard it was to be able to even get this one. And knowing, by the way, the competition, it's not a 50-year-old Phil Mickelson. It's the 22-year-old, you know, So this isn't going to be easy. And if it's one thing we learned about Tiger, he don't like finishing second. So now that he's gotten here, I think he'll savor it. But don't be surprised if a year from now we're going Tiger, you know, more of a, I don't know, if as competitive as we have seen him leading up to this Masters. I just don't know that we're going to see it. And can I tell you, I can't blame the guy. You know, 44 years old, 43, 44 years old. He's not in the same place anymore.
I hear you. And that's right. And like, he's now proven that he could do it. Right. And right. So that really changes that narrative. Like, yep, he came all the way back. He got back to the top of the mountain. He's fitted for his green jacket. He was able to win a major. But, you know, it's the same thing, Joe. You know, like, I was saying that Rob Gronkowski should hang him up. I was saying that Conor McGregor should hang him up, right? And when I brought up those things, you were like, nah, the competitive juices continue to flow, you know, the athlete mind, you know. And I would say the same thing now about Tiger. Like, yes, he's proven that he could do it. But a guy like Tiger, I don't think there's any way he just completely gives this up. Yes, the idea of his family, and what a moment, right? Him hugging his kids, you know, and his mom that were waiting right there after 18. The emotion that was released, even him hugging like caddies and other golfers. It was clear that this was him getting back to the mountaintop. And also, yes, Joe, these kids coming up behind him now, they're 20-somethings, they are no joke. We haven't even talked about guys like Rory and Ricky who are right there and young, you know, as well. But I just think he's not going to walk away completely. And now that he's, what, 3 behind Jack, and he knows he can do it, and he's viable because of the shape he's in, because of the work he puts in, I think he's viable in his 40s. He's just proven he can do it. Phil proves that he can be competitive also. Maybe a reduced schedule, right? But there's no way he's skipping the majors. There's no way he's skipping Pebble Beach. There's no way he's skipping, you know, the Honda in his backyard. I think he'll be maybe a part-time guy, but he's going to jack it up for those majors, no pun intended. But yes, you're right, Joe. This proved that he could do it, and maybe that was the majority of what he was shooting for. But Joe, now he's one major closer to Jack, and those competitive juices, I know, get flowing. I think he's going to be around, but I think it would be a stupid bet to think that he's all of a sudden going to reel off 3 or 4 majors this year. Those other guys that we're talking about in their 20s, they're still really, really good.
Well, and what happens when he goes to the PGA and misses the cut? Because right. What people don't understand is that is also extremely possible to happen. A guy's got 4, not 1, not 2, not 3. He's got 4 back surgeries going on. This is a guy that he's in the best 40-year-old shape of his life. But make no mistake, he is one swing away from being held up for 6 months, guys. That's just the reality of Father Time and what's going on with Tiger. So all of that work and effort, it paid off. And to Tiger, I think at this point in his life is probably the most satisfying. I don't think there's anything else. And really, even he said it yesterday, like, all the work and effort he had to put to be able to get back and put himself in that position. Does he want to do that for the next 4 years, chasing another? I mean, it took him 11 years to get another major. Like, you know, it's not as if that, you know, three majors is just something he'll be able to do. It. The older he gets, the harder it's getting for him. So I think this was ultimately what it all
cherry
came down
top.
To. Yeah, this was really it. Now, no, he's not going to skip tournaments. Tiger is still good for golf. He's going to finish it out. But, you know, let's talk about what happens at the PGA if he doesn't, if he's not competing on Sunday or if he misses the cut. And then the British. And then, you know, this year he's going to be the biggest focus. He's going to be the biggest, the favorite by far for every tournament. But I don't necessarily know that. He's going to have the drive, especially as the year goes on, because he is really with how he is one swing away, dude, from being laid up for like 3 to 6 months, and he may not be able to swing a club. But regardless.
Yeah, that's why fade him now.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see things like how many majors will Tiger win, and like he's the favorite for these other ones. This is an auto fade. Like, listen, I love the story. Okay, it was great. And to be honest, I wasn't holding any Tiger tickets. I was sort of cheering for Tiger. You know, like it was a great story. It was awesome. But to now think that he's going to roll against these 20 somethings that are chomping at the bit to take him down and be that next dude, I think it's silly money. I think these guys that are more consistent, that have been there and have been hot over the last couple of years, even if you don't want to go with the favorites, like go ahead and take McIlroy or Dustin Johnson or some of those other guys. I was impressed with the consistency of Molinari, the power of Koepka when he's healthy. Those are the kind of guys that I'm going to go back to the well with this next major, not necessarily El Tigre.
No. I'm with you there. I think this was nice, but knowing what is got to be put into this is going to be very hard. And by the way, the guy we talked about, this dude last week as well, put $20,000 down to win $20 that Tiger's not going to win all four majors. Well, his money's going to be tied up a little bit longer, at least until the May 19th, which is the scheduled final round of the PGA Championship. So keep an eye on that. I'm sure this guy thought he was just going to put the 20. I can't imagine how bored you must have been to put $20,000 down to win 20. But I'm sure he thought he'd be getting his money back. But yeah, no, your money's tied up now until May 19th, dude. So let me know how that works out for you.
The fact that the PGA, didn't they move the scheduling of these majors,
yes,
right?
They did.
And the PGA is now up. How might that affect things?
Not really. I mean, it's not. The PGA Championship used to be the last one.
You know?
Yeah, right. The PGA Championship was always the last one of the year. And then, you sandwiched over the summer. You had the U.S. Open. You had the British Open. And then, you know, they'd end the year with the PGA. So they've kind of mixed it up a little bit, but you prepare for the interesting part about the Masters is it doesn't travel.
Right.
All these other tournaments travel. So if he was ever going to win another one, this was the one he was going to win because he knows that course better than the back of his hand. So good stuff there. All right. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs here and this zigzag theory and why you should probably avoid it. That's coming up.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, so what are you going to do with your tax refund? How about this? How about you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with dailyroto.com? You can become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands using DailyRoto.com. Now, if you are playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the use of the same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto premium package at dailyroto.com. Promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. And another one of those situations last night where be very, very careful in Major League Baseball. Jacob DeGrom, unbeatable, unhittable. For the last year and a half, all of a sudden, not so good the last two outings, getting shelled again last night, falling behind hitters. Atlanta takes it to him last night. Now DeGrom, that it was interesting. I was sweating it last night because I had gotten burned last week. I have been taking Jacob DeGrom first five unders,
right,
for pretty much the better part of a year. And last week, of course, ended up getting burned when it didn't work out all that well for him. And this week, Minnesota ended up taking him yard. I mean, they beat him up pretty good last week. So I looked at, but that number was 3.5 last week. I looked at the number yesterday and it was 4.5. And I know he was going up against Tehran. I'm like, let me go ahead. It's still 25 out of the last 30 times that he has gone to the mound. 25 out of the last 30. He has hit the under there backing Jacob DeGrom. So I took the first five in the under. And of course, you know, it was 3-1 going into the fifth. I'm like, really? Like, you know, and he's getting behind every batter. And I'm like, this is not good, man. Like something is serious. You could just tell somebody, you know, having watched Jacob DeGrom, there's something going on mechanically right now that it's just, he's not the same. And for guys to be able to get around on him like they have been doing, something's not right. Listen, I ended up winning. It's 26. And remember this, guys, Jacob DeGrom, 26 of the last 31 have cashed first five unders. But there's something wrong with him. And I can't tell what it is. They were talking about it a little bit on the broadcast last night. But He's just off. And you know, maybe you ought to wait an outing or two before you start going all in on a guy like Jacob deGrom just because he's Jacob deGrom. Something's going on there, Dane.
Yeah, I remember that last start against Minnesota. He had that rain delay to sit through as well. And then you could just see it, you know, to your point, whether it's mechanical or mental, like you could see him like almost talking to himself, you know, trying to work through some things, right? Yeah. And that would give me the more cause for pause. Like, listen, Jacob deGrom is an incredible pitcher. He still struck out 9 over 5 innings yesterday, Joe. You know what I mean? Still like... Right. You know, gave up 3 earned runs. His ERA is still in the 3s, but it's also like relatively speaking, we were looking at that up against last year. What was what? Like, you know, a 1 ERA. So you got to just take that with a grain of salt. But for me, I would just pass on him for a little while. It's to your point, Joe, about April baseball. You know, let's let these things settle in a little bit more before we can trust the trends that we're seeing. And we thought DeGrom is something you could take to the bank. But it does seem like he's in his own head a little bit. So we'll see what's up with his next start. But I'm going to also tell you this, Joe. Maybe, like we say, the recency bias. Maybe it goes too far the other way, right? Because if he's at home against, you know, not a great offense, I'm going to get right back on that DeGrom train. Because maybe I'm getting an inefficient value, you know, moving forward. Maybe they're like, oh, the public is off DeGrom, you know, and so maybe I can get a little bit more there. I wouldn't cause it huge cause for concern, but he is working through some things mentally, if not mechanically.
Well, don't forget, the only reason I took that bet, it was 4.5. We hadn't seen 4.5 with Jacob deGrom against anybody in quite a while. So 26 of the last 31, a majority of those came at like 3.5, you know, 4, 3.5. And the good news is because he got, you know, kind of lit up there against Minnesota, I think that's why we had an inflated number going into yesterday. And when you see those opportunities, you know, it's still Jacob deGrom, even though he's on the road.
His next start will be Saturday at St. Louis against Miles Mikolas, which is another kind of stud kid, you know. So, and St. Louis does.
He's
going to
get your best.
There. Yep. He's going to be on the road at St. Louis for his next start, if that's an opportunity for you.
The 19 PGA Championship odds out. Tiger Woods 8-1. Dustin Johnson 10-1. Rory McIlroy 12-1. Along with Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka 14-1. Fowler 18-1, Ram 18-1, Justin Rose 18-1, and finally Jason Day 20-1. Those are your top for the 2019 PGA Championship coming next month in May. 8-1, man. You taking an early flyer on him? What do you think? What do you think there? What do you think, Dave?
Early. At this point, I'm taking the field. know, like at this point, if you just give me 8 golfers, I'm going to take the other 80 that will be in the tournament. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait until I see who's in good form on the Florida swing next year. I don't think there's any value in these. I would wait. I don't like having my money tied up that long either, Joe. You know what I mean?
Good point. Kind of annoys you when you got to wait for the toast to, you know,
toast. I got to hold this for a year. Nah, let me use my money. Until then.
Yeah, let me do that. Exactly. Well, listen, it almost feels like an attorney if you're betting any of the NBA series, too, because, you know, these best of 7s in the first round and, you know, you get 12 days off. And it takes forever, the NBA playoffs. And what we witnessed, of course, yesterday was the favorites Sunday, unlike Saturday to start. But favorites went 4-0 straight up and against the number. Celtics didn't look all that good in the first half, bounce back and destroy the Indiana Pacers. They were laying 7.5 as a closing line, took care of business. And boy, oh boy, that looked like 1990s basketball, though. You got a team scoring. I think it took them 8 minutes to score a basket, Indiana, in the second half. It was, they scored 74 points or some ridiculous. Yeah. It was like, oh my
God. That's what I was going to ask. Does the zigzag theory work for totals as well?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, Trailblazers
2-3 for game 2 of Pacers Celtics, and they didn't get to 90, Joe.
Yeah, that's a little even that might be high. Blazers covered their -3 against the Thunder. Bucks, you know, playing a high school team there, and the Pistons covered at 15, and the Rockets easily took care of the Jazz. I know a lot of people, myself included, thought the Jazz would be a little bit more competitive than they were. But they weren't. Rockets covered the 6.5. So unders 4-0 as well. And keep that in mind. So far, you've got 5-3 straight up and against the number. That's favorites in the last 2 days. Unders, by the way, in all of the NBA playoffs through the first round here. 8-0.
Interesting.
8-0. So the zigzag theory is what a lot of people are lining up to do right now. Now that the series have finished up their openers, here's the zigzag for those of you that don't know. Okay. It means you're probably skipping the first game and then betting the straight up loser of the prior game against the spread the next time out. So the theory is that whoever lost the first game will be really motivated to play great, while the winner is probably going to do a little bit more relaxing because they've already got one in the book. Other people, what they do is they'll skip the first game, then they'll bet whoever didn't cover the spread in the previous game, because the, you know, against the number results will always regress towards kind of a break even over time. And so what they do is they say, hey, listen, I don't care when it lost. Did they cover? If they didn't cover, I'm going against the team that didn't cover. I'm going to bet with them now. So the problem is you've got to be very, very, very careful with this theory, because over time, there's going to be some spots where it'll be pretty profitable. But you got to remember, too, that a few things are different this era of the NBA than in past eras. OK, because number one, the better teams have become much more aggressive in recent years about finishing the early rounds as quickly as possible. Right. So they don't want this to go sixes. Right. They don't, like Golden State knows, like, we got to get them in, get them out. We don't want to be playing with this. So they get hyper aggressive now in these first round matches, where a couple of years ago, not so much. So the more good teams rest, the fresher they are when a championship is on the line. So elite teams are looking for that series sweep, like we're seeing right now with Golden State and Milwaukee. By the way, 3-point shooting has taken over the game, but you and I, and we know, ask Denver this. 3-point shooting, real erratic, guys. So we try to eliminate variance when we make these types of bets. Well, the variance is crazy right now with the 3-point shooting, because Denver couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. Oklahoma City couldn't hit a 3-pointer yesterday to save their lives. So the highs and lows of that variance of 3-point shooting makes it very hard to nail down any one particular system like this zigzag, that where just because a team lost, somehow they're going to be extra motivated to bounce back. You just add a whole, especially 3-point shooting teams, that's too much variance in there for this to be able to hold true. So, and don't forget, guys, you got to bet $11 to win 10. All right. Mm-hmm. That's how it works in sports betting. So if that's the case, you got to hit 52.4% of your bets to break even. You got to hit at least 54% to even make this worth your while. And while it might have been a great theory 10 years ago, 20 years ago, absolutely held true. A lot of guys made a lot of money with the zigzag theory. The problem is in 2019, it's a big risk. This idea of thinking that, you know, wait, hold off on game one, then bet game two. Pick your spots here, guys, is all I'm going to tell you. Pick your spots.
Joe, and maybe another monkey wrench to this theory, at least conceptually, is the fact that we had so many of these upsets in game one, right? So how do you play zigzag with Toronto, Orlando, right? Because that would say, oh, now I'm going to ride Toronto. But Toronto's a 10-point favorite tonight. Am I really going to lay 10 points when I saw the proof of Orlando not only hanging with them, but winning up there in Toronto? That's a little bit tough for me to stomach, you know? What I might say is I'm looking at this Brooklyn-Philly game, and I know we'll make our picks a little bit later on. You've talked all about how Brooklyn's live, and they're still getting 8 tonight against Philly. But I look at this total, Joe, at 226.5. And they didn't come close to that total last time. And if it's going to be a closer game, I'm thinking it's going to be a half-court set towards the end, grind it out. I would like to get your thoughts on the under 226.5 for this game coming up in Philly tonight.
Keep an eye. Guys, 8-0, the unders this week, all right, so far, through Saturday and Sunday.
And if these games 8-0, do get close, if a game is close, it's going to be a half-court game. It's going to be, you know, late in the shot clock kind of stuff, in my opinion, Joe. I don't know.
Yeah. There are going to be some bounce backs, okay? Don't think that there aren't going to be teams that zigzag theory is going to work. Yes, very possible.
Right, but for Philly and Toronto, I got to lay double digits for my zigzag theory, Joe.
And listen, in a lot of cases, they're not all small numbers with the very well could blow away the 10.
I have to lay 7 with 15. The Nuggets for a zigzag.
Doesn't make a difference. If you stick to the theory, you don't pick and choose your spots. The theory is the theory because you figure they're going to be blowing people out. And we've seen it before in the past. But you can't get scared off because the spread is big. So there is going to be some of that. But the point of all of this is that you do not – you shouldn't bet every possible bounce back situation here that's coming up. Pick and choose your spots. Focus on, you know, styles make the fights, right? So concentrate on what does this team do better than this team? And, you know, how can I eliminate some variance? Don't just blindly look and say, well, they lost, so they've got to cover. They're going to win tonight. Yeah, very, very dangerous, guys. So the zigzag theory, pick your spots. And we'll talk a little bit more about these upcoming lines and what's happening. Hour number 3 will help you make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Eloy Jimenez, I mean, a lot of people talk about Vlad Guerrero, and he's going to be a great player. But if I was in a dynasty league, I think I'd rather have Jimenez over Guerrero. Just when you look at Guerrero's body type, and to me, he looks like he might eventually turn into maybe a DH, a tremendous hitting DH. But Eloy Jimenez seems to have, all the tools.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
Actually, physically, or not physically, but like face-wise, you look like Braun.
Like Braun?
Yeah, because you got like the facial hair kind of reddish. Like, I think you're kind of brawnish.
Yeah, as long as, if I lose 100 pounds, I'll go as Braun.
Yeah, well, I didn't say physically. It's just,
right, right.
You could try to pull that off. Have you ever seen like...
I'm like Braun's fat cousin. Yeah.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
So I want to send a big shout out to Luke Walton, who Luke Walton ended up not being in limbo anymore after spending the entire year trying to figure out if the Lakers were going to keep him, and they didn't keep him. They ended up firing him on Saturday, and exactly 24 hours later, he is reportedly signed the paperwork to become the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. So it looks like Vlade Divac loving himself some Walton. He wanted to hire him back in 2016. He will now be the 7th head coach of the decade for which is amazing because Dave Yeager just led them to the best season that they have had forever. Mm-hmm. You know, he also won 98 games in three seasons, and he did have them in the playoff race for most of the year. So congratulations to Luke. You went from one dumpster fire to clearly another organization run by a former Laker in Vlade Divac, who doesn't seem to have any idea what the hell he is doing, because this was really a head turner when they fired Yeager. It was like, what are you doing? This guy actually showed results and had these guys playing. Yeah, I, congratulations. You're not unemployed, but oh, man, the Sacramento Kings. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good for Bill, for Luke Walton, you know, but as you said, you know, remember, if we rewind about a month ago, Joe, we were all like loving the Sacramento Kings, being like, this is a great story. They're on the upswing.
Yeah.
They got momentum. Don't look now. They'd be a tough team to see. And like, so why do you cut that momentum going on by firing your head coach? You know, like
no
you said,
idea.
Yeager got them, you know, to one of their best records in the last decade. So I do think that's a curious decision. You know, kudos to Luke Walton. You know, it speaks to the fact that the Lakers were a dumpster fire because he got employed in 24 hours. But it is curious to me that you would slow the momentum. Everyone was thinking that Sacramento was on the upswing, and now you kind of, you know, you're kind of hitting the reset button on some level. But we'll see how it plays out. He sees something
shocking
in Luke Walton.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. I mean, we saw it over the weekend.
I
like,
think you want to keep the momentum going. Right.
Congratulations. I think, like, I, you know, Vlade, you're not, you're worse than Magic, dude. I'm not seeing a whole lot of.
Yeager should land on his two feet,
though. Yeah, yeah. The consistency works in sports, people. It really, really does. All right, final hour. We'll help you make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Next.